Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Afa says government is committed to the promotion of a consistent local content agenda as a platform to ensure the emergence of a strong, vibrant and internationally competitive domestic private sector. He said the development of local content and participation will underpin all major economic policies and reforms of government. Speaking at the Standard Chartered Bank's Africa Summit in Accra, Vice President Emisa Afa said the government will ensure a better allocation of resources necessary for long-term sustainability and social cohesion of the country. Sethia has filed this report.
Vice President Emisa Afa said the second Standard Chartered Bank Summit is an appreciation of the government's medium-term economic vision. The opportunity should therefore be utilized for a frank exchange of ideas on how the effectiveness of economic choices can be improved in order to derive the maximum benefits for the business community and the country as a whole.
A key requirement of Ghana's continued economic progress is the increased investment in infrastructure and the strengthening of local participation in the economy. We are committed to promoting a consistent local content agenda as a platform to ensure the emergence of a strong, vibrant, and internationally competitive domestic private sector. The development of local content will underpin our major economic policies and reforms to ensure a better balance in resource allocation in Ghana. And this is necessary for the long-term sustainability and social cohesion. The social cohesion is also an important element in the economic policy making. It's very crucial for us, as it assumes that Ghana will continue to encourage a pluralistic political system with a high level of political stability.
Vice President Emisa Afa touched on efforts being made by the government in the energy sector.
Energy and infrastructure are important for us that in reducing the cost of doing business. For this reason, we are continuing to focus on energy as an important aspect of the economic plan. Energy investments will not only meet Ghana's demands, but could potentially establish Ghana as the foremost energy supplier in the sub-region. The reform of energy tariffs are important in this respect, as the energy tariffs are critical, as remunerative tariffs are critical in attracting the interest of private sector investors in the sector. There are also significant plans.
The Vice President said there are significant plans underway to upgrade major highways, bridges and interchanges to facilitate the movement of persons, goods and services across the country. He urged the private sector to invest in the project in a public-private partnership. Sethi here, reporting for Radio Ghana.